State Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith represents the East Orlando area, where there are five universities. That includes the University of Central Florida, and he says higher education is very important.
I heard a lot on the campaign trail, knocking on doors, talking to voters, that college affordability is a major concern. The Florida legislature made deep cuts to the Bright Futures funding in 2010.
And the 35-year-old says the cuts to the program had a devastating impact on minority students.
The first year after they cut the Bright Futures scholarship program, 47% of Latino freshmen were kicked out of Bright Futures. 63% of Black freshmen no longer qualified after those cuts. So one of my main priorities is going to be to reinvest in that scholarship program.
Guillermo Smith says he believes everyone deserves an education regardless of their zip code. So he says he intends to file legislation that will bring Bright Future qualification levels back to pre-2010 levels.
Because that's how they made the funding cuts, technically. They didn't say, we want to cut $250 million from the program. They instead raised the standards for SAT qualification, for example, for Bright Futures, in a way that implied that half of the students would no longer be eligible for the program and they would get their cost savings that way.
And that could become a reality this year, because that's a top priority for Senate President Joe Negron as well. Meanwhile, Guillermo Smith says he'll also be tackling issues affecting the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender community, especially in the wake of the Pulse nightclub tragedy. The former legislative director for LGBT group Equality Florida says it should start with disarming hate in schools.
Kids are not born with hate in their heart. They learn it from adults. And that's why it's so, so important that we have LGBT inclusive anti-bullying policies in our K-12 schools, that we have these types of effective cutting edge programs that communicate to LGBTQ youth that we love them, that we accept them, and that they are going to be safe when they go to school every day.
The Pulse massacre at an Orlando gay nightclub that left 49 people dead and more than 50 injured is the worst mass shooting in modern American history. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.